And now listening to Road to Stardom.
What's goody good, y'all? This your girl, Miss Gigi. You're tuned to Road to Stardom Radios. Next Friday, Sunday, we're going to get it on the poppin' as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. Well, BET Awards was today. I didn't catch it from exactly the beginning, but some of the performances I've seen were good. Money Long was good. Chloe was good. Some new artists that was there that I don't remember their name, but they were all right. Yep. So, tonight, I'm just going to give you a mixture of music. Probably going to do the night on Mixer Friday Sunday, give you a mixture of music. You're going to get it from all different genres. You're going to hear some rock, some pop, some R&B, some hip-hop. You know, last time I gave you R&B, I gave you new school, old school R&B. I gave you gospel. I gave you, I think that was the last Mix Friday Sunday, I think. I can't remember. But we're going to have a great show today. We're going to have some great music flowing. Yeah, we're going to have some great music flowing. All these artists who you hear tonight, if you have an iPhone, I'm just saying, if you have an iPhone, you can Shazam to find out who these artists are, the music that you hear tonight. There's an artist that I play that's an indie artist that you don't know. I definitely, at the end of the show, will try to get some of the names out of some of these artists because you may not know who they are, and if you Shazam, or sometimes Shazam don't know who they are either. But, like I said, we're going to have a great show. And we're going to get into it right now. Because you know what I want to hear? And this become a favorite of mine. It's by an artist named Teddy Swims. And it's called 911. Yep, it's called 911. I'm sure you heard me play this song a lot of times before. You probably heard me sing a little bit of it. But I'm gonna let Teddy sing it for y'all, not me. But the song is called 911. And then we're going to get into... We're going to get into my boy Alan Stone after that. Because I want to hear my song. A little bit. We're going to get to my boy Alan Stone's new joint after Teddy Swims 911. Here we go.
There's a fire in your kitchen, and when your roof just won't stop leaking, I got your back without you even asking. If I gotta whoop somebody's ass, I'ma do it with passion. And when it gets too dangerous, no, I'm never out of touch. Gotta call 911, you can hit me up. Cause you know I'm the one whenever you need them. In an emergency, or when you just can't see, and I'll fly through for you with that urgency. Might rock the boat, but don't panic. Might take you home to Atlanta. Might be rushing in, but goddamn, wanna know you like the back of both my hands. Like I'm handsome, you're tall, dark, and I'm handsome. Grab something new but old-fashioned. Lucky me, I get to be your man. Things don't go as when. Oh, no, no. Who gotta call 911. You can hit me up. Cause you know I'm the one. Whenever you need
straight line, and maybe we're all I ain't got that much time left. I give you my all and all you give me is your wife to keep. What I'ma do with you, I think it's best if I move to the left. When you love loving me, I'm tired of waiting patiently.
When
you love for me, and if you ain't gonna love me like I am loving me, you should tell me. You should tell me. Oh no, no.
It's about fighting for your dreams and finding your authentic
voice.
And I'm here with y'all.
Ain't been calling me, baby. So that nigga that just hit me with, let him know you ain't shit before he gets too deep in it, baby. Do me a favor. Either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck raised you, girl? You acting like this shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love me, I'm tired of waiting patiently, baby. When you gon' love me, if you ain't gon' love me like I love me, you should tell me. Oh no, no, no.
Why your name?
thing. If it was the opposite, it wouldn't be the same. I got her wide open, the door was wide open. She like me cause I do my thing. What if I ain't busted with her legs open? What if I ain't never said nothing? Would you look at me the same if I wasn't with some gangsters, if it wasn't for my name? You know I'm a one-shot hitter. I know that you heard of us, it don't get no better. It's Mr. Bang back now, A.K.A. Mr. Power. I know them suckers be hurting. I'm putting that work in. They don't like me cause I do my thing. I know them suckers be hurting. I'm putting that work in. They don't like me cause I do my thing. She like me cause I do my thing. She like me cause I do my thing. I got her wide open. The door was wide open. She like me cause I do my thing. I got her wide open, the door was wide open. She like me cause I do my thing. What if I ain't do my thing? What if I ain't have my chain? What if I ain't had these things? Tell me what you wanna hang. If I was on the bus or the train. If I ain't chill with the gang. If I ain't know how to bang. Tell me would it be the same? Or would you just up and leave? If I wasn't in the streets, if I wasn't a G, if I ain't have a job, wasn't busting checks, would you still shoot me a text? It's no pressure, no stress. I'll be your Superman, there's issues with an S. I got her wide open, the door was wide open. She like me cause I do my thing. She like me cause I do my thing. She like me cause I do my thing. I got her wide open, the door was wide open. She like me cause I do my thing. I got her wide open, the door was wide open. She like me cause I do my thing.
Got me in. Oh, something there.
This is the Real Politics Fairy Show.
I'm not afraid to be a leader within this time and this day. I'm not afraid to say what I want.
I'm not afraid to express myself. I'm not afraid to love myself or love my neighbors. I'm not afraid to tell you that fear is only just something in your mind. You can break that. You can be the power. You are the person that is your own leader. You can make your own choices. You can create your own voices. You can tell anybody anything you want. There's nothing that's happening with you. This is motivation. This is something that you need. So you can get up and live every day. Breathe. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. You wanna see magnificence, the intelligence of a woman's innocence. In the sentence, I try to bury hate, but the hate is variate. You let it sit and marinate so you can understand me. A lot of people can't stand me like paraplegic, cause I'm a leader who won't follow or stand for no evil. I overstand for black power, greater, not equal. They try to degrade us, but this is nothing we can't get through. You better love yourself, cause these people out here, they only love they wealth, they only love they money and they material things. They ain't worried about no other human being, so love thyself, yeah. You better love yourself, cause these people out here, they only love they wealth, they only love they money and they material things. They ain't worried about no other human being, so love thyself.
Yeah, this is for classes.
We're taught to hate the melanin in my black skin. It's funny, it's the same thing that attracts them. All my beautiful women and black men. We gotta be proud of the skin that we're crafting. Our ancestors, they beat kicks and slap them. But today we got a choice to voice what happens. A lot still ain't figure it out. Yeah, it's no doubt something got clout. Don't care what come out their mouth. Guess it's up to me to change that, rearrange that. Show them exactly where rap should go. Gain control, let them know the retarded rap lane is closed. Shut down, I'm open for business. Only if you open to listen. Only if you know that you should take in this wisdom. People still looking for pop, cause they understand a lot is missing in this hip hop. Evolution is going back to the primal. Look at America's idols, they don't give a fuck if you live in a dido. I'ma tell you right now, open the Bible and maybe you can see something. Open your eyes slow. Time to just wake up, ain't only time to just lay up. Look, now, this life ain't a layup. Ain't nothing easy, so I'ma tell you, go practice. You worry about the ad-libs, I'ma tell you, figure out your own. Look backwards to the past and figure out what you can do better to open your mind. Better love yourself, cause these people out here, they only love they wealth, they only love they money and they material things. They ain't worried about no other human being, so about that self, yeah. You better love yourself, cause these people out here, they only love they wealth, they only love they money and they material things. They ain't worried about no other human being, so about that self.
Lamar came there on his way out. I hugged him like bye, and he was saying something like, "Energy," and I was like, "Is he well?" His sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Any ideas of who you think might come in here?
Got to be a rapper, somebody that sings.
Somebody don't put up a little Ray J in the college.
My name is Ray J.
Old ass, born looking out. I do TV.
I do music. Everybody.
I'm a good John, that's no gray.
What?
I feel like I'm a big problem in my class.
How many A's would you do? That's cool. 1A, 2A, AAA.
I look
right
there like that. Yeah, there you go.
My God.
There you go. I mean, Lou, I think Ray J coming in the house is going to be fun. Because I've known Ray J for a long time. And Ray J is fun. I don't know what's in your ass.
I'm chained off with I'm an artist and entertainer. People may know me from the TV screen or hear my music. I've been in the spotlight for over a decade now. I love being South of Trump. I'm also setting an example for younger girls that love me. So I'm here to take school, learn more about business, Stacy. And we're all like,
I'm a girl.
said,
I could break down and cry. Laugh it off and draw lines in the sand and count on both hands all the reasons why. This just won't work. It'll be nothing but hurt. I can swear that I don't, and maybe one day I won't, but for how hard I've tried, ain't enough. My heart can't underrate. I can't unfeel how it feels so much myself. My whole body aches. And I can't unroll it. What I wish I knew had. Love, come love me from now. If I were 25, I know just what I'd do. I would have already kissed till I was drunk on your lips. Times too few. We have other lives, and we know it ain't right. This is going nowhere. If I'm with you, I don't care. Take me nowhere tonight. They call me so much myself, my whole.
I'm shorty, holla. Oprah, Oprah, 라고 다 불러내 국제적인 오빠. 집에 가지 말라고 하지만은 뭐든 이해, 오빠. 아싸, 기분 좋다. 어렵겠어, 살리가.
Yeah.
really stop coming to hang out. And now it's like, no, I'm not hanging out.
You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. Wow, you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was just for being. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do,
there's no way that
and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
For your immunity, brain, and hair, skin, and makeup. For your one a day, multi plus.
Thank you.
Hey kids, yeah, we need to get on the ball. I'm Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
The cast of College Hill, Luke James, Soraya, Nia, Patton, Matthew Cherry, Candy Burris, Miss Pat, Sanaa Lathan, Tisha Campbell, Paul Anthony Haynes, Neil Patton, and me, Lynn Seymour. And now, please vote.
From the moment I took the mic in my hand, we got into our groove, and now you're singing like quicksand. Stop, call, tight stay, buy in the store, all your feelings just to pay this. We wanna throw, you wasn't worthy and able to have a stretch of spinning on the turntable. Look at the label, plain as day. Bananas and quiz uptown, MCA. A real soul to the years, Lord, I'm down. You thought you were hanging, but you better back off, mister. Another damn thing about a real soul sister. Because I've been scrubbing, your mouth is wide open and it's dripping saliva. So wipe your lips, even admit that this is as good as good can get. So come up upon you, electric bow, and let you do the look so.
Put that blonde out there. She went, you shine as bright like a diamond. No pressure, girl, but we love you. But a little bit of pressure. We want you back. Need you. Look, we had some great performances lined up for you tonight. Plus, congratulations to Diddy, my fellow white brother. But I remember hearing that name floating around the yard. Everybody knew him as Puff back then. And everybody knew about this intern from Uptown. Listen, he's Corey Smith. They were legendary like they are today. And all the celebrities were there. Alvin Stewart, Teddy G, but not me. Yeah, I never got into one of those parties. Bamboo earrings, Alicia Taylor. I was in college. You want to find him the money? I was like, okay. So whether you call him Sean Diddy, Puff Daddy, or Mr. Combs, he's always been in the class of his own. So tonight, he is the esteemed recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award. And it's a perfect time. And tonight, there's no difference. Here to start us is a person who is no stranger to pushing the culture needle forward. Please welcome my beautiful friend, my sister, Janelle Monae. My girl, Sarai, I love you. I'm proud of you. It feels amazing to be in this room tonight, celebrating us. Happy Black Music Month. Happy Pride to us. All the gays and out. Hello. Anyway, I'd like to give a special shout out to Black women, to Black queer artists, to Black non-binary artists. These artists making art on our own terms, owning our truth, and expressing ourselves freely and unapologetically in a world of surprise. And police, our bodies, my body, and our decisions, my decisions. Our rights and our truth. I love these Black women and how they walk in their truth and gave us an incredible
little old school way.
These are the dreams for best female artists of our world.
Best female artists. Also known as 2001. She's a lot older than that. I'm going to go with Love for Those Two. And Uncle Alan.
All right, and the BET Award goes to, oh my goodness, my girl, the incredible Jasmine Sullivan.
Why
Thank you all. I love you too. I love you too. As always, I do this for the women. For my sisters.
Somebody ain't got no home. Listen.
but she don't have to mourn no more.
Oh,
if I could now, I would tell you that I surely would now. Put my foot on a rock, children. Stand on a rock where Moses stood one day. Because the barrels are on. They got drowned in the sea one day. And I believe that man said, man. I said, I believe he said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you.
I said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you.
Trouble in the land will be all over after a while.
Oh, Mary, don't you.
You won't have to give a right for wrong no more.
Oh, Mary, don't you.
Yeah,
it could
have been a little harder.
Oh, Mary, don't you.
I call it a little.
Oh, Mary, don't you.
Sorry, we couldn't resist the softness.
We all go. Why not enjoy the go, Charmin?
That can change confidence for us as one person. One singly swan can change the world and help turn our way.
Only the name changes every day. It's
Thank you. All right, y'all. It's gonna be the last of the night. Appreciate you rocking with your girl. From Mixerati Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the music I gave. So I gave you new school. I did all new school first. And then I went old school way. So I gave you pop, rock. I even went international with it. Gave you K-pop. I gave you Bollywood music. I think that's what they would call it. I gave you that. So, you know, Rolling Stone Radio plays all genres of music. Only genre you haven't really heard is classical, because there's no modern day classical artist. When you listen to a classical radio station, you're going to hear old school classical music. I haven't heard a modern day classical artist. There are some out there, but I don't think record labels are giving them record deals, because when you look at the biggest genres making money for record labels, it's hip-hop, it's pop, R&B, rock, alternative rock. Classical is not that genre. We still got jazz, you know, modern jazz. We still got jazz, modern jazz. But classical's just not doing it. Yes, there still are people who listen to classical, but you're not on terrestrial radio, as they say. You're not really going to hear classical mixed in with some R&B. You'll get some hip-hop mixed in with R&B. You'll get some pop mixed in with some R&B. You'll get some jazz mixed in with some R&B, but you're not going to get no classical. That's the one genre as a station that we haven't really played. And I like classical music. It's just that you want to give the people what they listen to. Yes, there are people who still listen to classical, but when they're driving in their car, there is a classical station. I just don't know the exact station number. Well, I can give you the station number for those that like listening to classical. But there is a classical station. I just can't remember what the name of the station is. So you can Google it. And Google radio stations. Gonna be that many. I doubt if it's gonna be that many. Cause I love all genres of music. I played you music from, like I said, K-pop. That's music from Korea. That's pop music, but Korean pop music. And then we have music from, I don't know if the artist is from India or where they're from, but like I said, Bollywood, I don't know what genre of music she's in. But I went classic rock with Heart and Bon Jovi. I love me some Bon Jovi. Want it, little or not, I'm a cowboy. On the steel hustle, I'm wanted, little. Yes, I love you so much, Jovi. That was the 80s. Bon Jovi and Heart was the 80s. When I heard that, I was like, oh, I love this song. People from all walks of life love all genre music. And, you know, you'd be surprised at the people that you think, oh, hip-hop is just going to be a bunch of black people loving hip-hop. Nope. You got white people that love hip-hop too, but they love the old school hip-hop. They're not into the modern, they're into the old school. And then you got people who are, like I said, into rock. They may not be into today's rock. They like the old school rock. But for me, it doesn't matter what genre you're in. If your music is good, I am going to listen to it. And as I stated, I started with Teddy Swims 911. You Google his name and check him out. Alan Stone, you can Google his name and check. Right, you can check him out. His new single is called A Bit of Both. I think I said A Little Bit of Both when I started the show, but it's A Bit of Both. That's his new single, and 911 is Teddy Swims' song, but his newest single is called Two Moons. His newest single, Teddy Swims' newest single is called Two Moons. I'm going to get that one and play it for y'all. It is a beautiful song. His other song of Teddy Swims that I play is called Bad on Fire. If you want to leave, leave, babe, in the middle of the night. Set the bed on fire. Set the bed on fire. Let it burn, let it burn. Let it burn all the way to the ground. Let it burn, let it burn. See, when I like music, and if you're new to listening to Rolling Stone Radio, when I like a song and I know a little bit of the lyric, I sing a little bit of it, and then I play the song. So if you go back to episodes, you hear me sing a little bit like I was just doing, it's because I like the song and I know a little bit of the lyrics, so I sing it. And plus, it's my station, I can do what I want. Yep, and artists appreciate that. I know, you know, that I remember, like, it's the beginning, not the beginning, but, like, I guess you could say in the middle of when I was doing radio, in the middle stages. My uncle was like, you got to get these artists to sign the papers that they gave you permission to use to play their music. Because, you know, people do get sued for not having permission to play their music. But the thing is, it's not the artists doing it, it's the record labels. And the reason why the record labels are doing it is because they're not making money. The artists, yes, they want to make money, but the artists just want you to hear their music. That's it. The artists just want you to hear their music. And that's what I'm doing. That's what Rolling Stardom is about. Giving you music from artists you've never heard before so you can experience them. Give me artists that you've heard before, but it might be a song by them you never heard that you can experience. There's youngsters out here that don't know nothing about that old school R&B. There's youngsters out here that don't know about that old school hip hop. The classic rock. I won't say old school rock. The classic rock. You know, there are youngsters who don't know about that. And by me playing every genre, be it old school in that genre or new school, they get to experience it. So, you know, you hear a lot of songs. You hear songs by today's artists, and they sample old school music. And when you hear the original, you're like, oh. Hey, that's where they got that sample from. But there are some who think that the artist, when they listen to a song, that the artist, that artist was the first to create it. No. That's why I say to anybody trying to be an artist or you just a fan of music, you need to know your musical history. And whatever genre you listen to, you need to know your musical history. Because some of these beats that you hear today come from the old school. They just sampled them because that sample fits perfect with the song they were trying to create. Or if an artist remakes a classic song, like Kiki Wyatt remade Patti LaBelle's If Only You Knew. If you're a person who's never heard Patti's version, you would think Kiki's the original singer of that song. Until you go Google it and it tell you it's Patti LaBelle. Right? You hear What's Going On. Because Jermaine Dupri redid that What's Going On Marvin Gaye with a whole bunch of artists. Somebody else redid What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. So when you Google that, and it's like, oh, it was originally done by Marvin Gaye. Just like Headed to the Grapevine was originally done by Marvin Gaye and then redone by Gladys Knight and the Pips. But they put, I think, Gladys Knight's version, even though Marvin already recorded his version, I think they put out Gladys's version first. And then Double Backer put out his version. So Marvin did it first, and then Gladys did it, but they put out Gladys's first. Sonic Redistribution Functions Love Train. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because I need a little history lesson. For those who listen to Silk Sonic and you've heard Love Train, that was originally done by Confunction. But the first remake of Confunction's Love Train was Drew Hill. It didn't sound original. Drew Hill's Love Train does not sound close to the original. Six Sonic's version does sound close to the original, but Drew Hill's version doesn't. And now, you know, when I see YouTube videos where people kept saying who did the best, Silk Sonic or Confunction. You know how they do that, who did it best. And when they talk about the Love Train song, I'm like, why are they not mentioning Drew? Yes, it doesn't sound, it's not similar to the original, but Drew Hill still did a remake of it. And you're not putting Drew Hill in the conversation when you talk about Silk Sonic doing Love Train. I get it, because it sounds so close to the original and Drew Hill doesn't, you don't put it in the conversation. See, if I got the opportunity to interview Confunction, I would ask them. I know y'all say y'all really like Silk Sonic's version of your song Love Train. But do you like the Drew Hill version as well? I would ask that question because everybody's bringing up Silk Sonic's version, like Drew Hill ain't never put out a version of Love Train, even though it doesn't exactly sound like the original, like Silk Sonic does. But still, they did a remake of your song in their own way. You understand what I'm saying? Drew Hill needs their props too as well for doing Love Train. And I know they haven't said nothing about it, but Drew Hill needs their props too. I think they were the first to remake Love Train, even though it's not like the original, exactly like the original, but still they remade Love Train. You gotta give them their props. I think I have it on the board. I think I have it, Drew Hill's version on the board. And I'm gonna give y'all a taste of it. I think I have it on the board, I think. Oh my. I love all three versions. I love all three versions. In the boxes, in the moonlight. I love all three versions. I be your original. I don't have it. I thought I had it, because I remember I had it, because I used to play it. I guess I don't have it on the board no more. In the fortune, in the middle, and I think the reason why they talk so much about the Subsonic version, not Drew Hill, because it sounds so close to the original. They didn't want to change, I think, Bruno and Anderson didn't want to change anything about it. They want to keep it as close to the original as they can. That's why I always say this. If you're going to remake a song, you either have to be as good as the original, you either make it as good as the original or better than the original. You cannot do a remake and your remake is terrible. You cannot. Because let me tell you, because people that really love the original, they're going to let you have it. They're going to let you have it and let you know that they will let you know. And now that we get to the media, yes, they will let you know. Before, when we didn't have social media, if they can email, if they can reach you, they will send you a message that you know your version of their favorite song is trash. I think somebody did a remake, and I forgot what song it was back in the day. And I seen the video, because they made a video for it. And I was like, I don't like it. I like the artist, but I didn't like their remake of a certain artist song. Like I said, if you're going to remake a person's song, doesn't matter if it's an old school artist, a song that an artist did that came out a long time ago, but still, you either gotta make it sound as good as the original or better than the original. Just like Anthony David and Algebra did BB and CC's Heaven over there, and I like both versions. You know? So it's that time to say goodbye to y'all. I appreciate you always rocking with your girl. To all the countries that rock with your girl, Argentina, France, Canada, United Kingdom, of course, United States. I appreciate you for always rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl and Movie Star and Radio. If there are songs that you think we should play, be it an old school song, it be new school that fits what we're doing, if there are songs that you would love for us to play, you can send us the song. you can email us and send us the song, or email us and say, you know, this song by such and such artist will fit what you're doing. And I will check out the song, and if it's good, I will get it and play it on the show. If it's a new artist, like a new artist, you know, you can tell me who the artist is and what song it is. I'll go, you know, through Spotify, look them up and take a listen. And if I like what I hear, this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say. What I want to say is this. Just send me the song. If I like it, I will definitely play it. And you also have to count that what may be good to you musically may not be good to me musically. And you may think this artist is the dopest artist in the world. And for me, I may not think that, but if the song sounds okay to me, I'll give it a play. That's what we're about here. You know what I'm saying? Because any artist goes to like mainstream artists. Because there's no stations knocking down the door to say, I want to play your music. Nope, they're not doing that. Being that I own the station, even though I'm the host and I own the station, I can play whatever I want. If I want to play songs where they're cursing up a storm every 5 minutes, I can do that because I own the station. But I don't play songs like when they, like, I don't mind the curses in the song more than every 5 minutes. Like, I played a hip-hop song, and he kept saying, bitch, 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 bitch. And it's like, I don't mind the curses, but every other word is bitch, 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 bitch. That's too much. I think I played that, I probably played it once. You know, I told the artist I would play that song, but then he apologized for sending me that version of the song. And I said, I don't have a problem with the song. I don't mind the curses, but that one was just too much. It's okay to have curses here and there throughout the song, but if every other word you speak is a curse word, nobody wants to hear you keep saying bitch, 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 bitch. Every other word is bitch, 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 bitch. No one wants to hear that. No, and especially if women, a lot of women listen to the station, they don't want to hear that. And there's some men who don't want to hear that. So, if you have a song that you would like to be played on World of Life, if you're the artist or if you're a person who's heard an artist that the artist is dope, you would send the music to rosastarling2010@gmail.com with a bio and the pic, links, the bio and the pic, and the song in MP3 format. If you are a fan of this artist and you're sending me their music, I need artist name of the song, because sometimes songs get sent and there's no name of the name to the song attached or the artist name attached. So you put that in the email and say, tell me who you are and that you're a fan of this artist, so that when I do play the song, I give you a shout out and say, so-and-so sent me this song by this artist. You know, I'll shout you out. Yeah, why would I shout you out? Play the song if I really like the song. That song is going to get played a lot on the station. When artists send me their music and I really like the song, it gets played a lot. So you see how tonight I give you a mixture of genres. Sometimes I might just do hip-hop and R&B. Sometimes I might do R&B and gospel. Sometimes hip-hop and gospel. R&B and country. Country and hip-hop. But if I really like the song, it's definitely getting played more. Every time you play some R&B, that's, if it's an R&B song and I play, when I play hip-hop, that song will always be played. And what's great about this, that the shows we do are archived. So you can always go back and listen to an archived show if you're the artist. Like, oh, she comes on at 11. I'm not going to make it to tune in to hear my song being played. You can always go back. Because when I debut people, when artists send me their music and I debut their music, I always like to send them the link. So just in case they can't listen at the moment that they got the link, and they can click on it later and listen back in the archives to hear their song. And every song, when a song debuted, is always the first song of the night. Unless it took too long to upload and I had to start the show. You know. But sometimes it uploads fast, sometimes it don't. So if it doesn't upload fast, I'll play a different song. Then finally when that song is ready, I will play it, announce who the artist is. If you are looking for new music to listen to, listen to the show. Listen to the station, I mean, after the show. You're going to get music 7 days out of the week. You're going to get it on Monday. You're going to get it on Tuesday. You're going to get it Wednesday when I do BOE for the Pages for Airways. Sometimes I play music in the show. When I do the Promote Your Business show, times I do play music during the show. So you would, like I said, 7 days a week, you'll get to hear music. And if I didn't mention the artist name, you can always hit me up and say I listened to your show. You can tell me what night it was you listened to the show. And I can tell you, I can go back. I used to be and say, I want to listen to Saturday's show. And it was a song by a particular artist. I just need the artist's name, whatever, so I can look it up through Spotify, whatever. You know, I'm streaming my music. Give me the name. But sometimes, but you also, as listeners, what you also have to understand is that sometimes artists send me songs that haven't released yet. So I can't tell you it's on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever they stream their music at. I can't tell you, like, those site, because it's not out. You know, when it comes out, the artist will let me know and I'll let y'all know that these songs are out. Yep. So I'm on the office with the music player right here in this station. All you gotta do is hit me up by 201 992014. That's 201-399-2014. You can hit me up at voicestarting.net. Yeah. Or when I tell you how to get your music played, follow instructions to the T. Make sure it's in MP3 format. I cannot do any other format but MP3. If you send me it in MP4, I won't be able to play it. And I would hate for you not to get your music played because you didn't follow instructions. Yep. And you know the next promotion business show is July 20th. And now PME Systems is for you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, the artist. Anyone with something to promote can call us at 347-202-318. That's 347-202-318 to promote what they got going on. We're missing this show. Give me my Road to Stardom Radio. All you got to do is blogtalkradio.com or Road to Stardom. Or you can Google Road to Stardom Radio set and see the many platforms we are on. You can go to the Road to Stardom Radio Facebook page and also listen over there. It is much appreciated. I am going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.